Did you guys know that over in Chicago that they've recently passed a bill that protects migrants? Oh, you didn't know? Shout out to Anthony M. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. The people didn't know? Well, let me bring you guys up to speed of what's happening over in Chicago. I know you thought that you seen the worst of it, but Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker and all of the aldermen is saying that we just getting started.
More asylum seekers arriving in Chicago tonight.
WGN's Andrea Medina is live in the South Loop, where OEMC workers are on site to welcome and process these new arrivals. Andrea.
Micah and Pat, we've seen two buses arrive, and that was about 2 hours ago, and city officials are still here waiting for the arrival of five more buses. Now, as dozens of migrants stepped off the buses, they were all greeted by OEMC officials. Many were adults, but there were several children as well. Then a group of people with New Life Centers also welcomed them. They had tables ready with coats and another with bags filled with basic necessities.
I can't get half of these people when I go into a, well, it may be different for me and the bag chasers, but let you go into a place that you ain't never been into and don't nobody know your name. Where everybody knows your name. Like, cheers. Go somewhere where you ain't supposed to be when you ain't supposed to be there and not be able to speak the language and watch the welcoming that you get with no money. See what happened to you.
We spoke with the Venezuelan migrant who didn't want her face to be shown, but she says their bus ride was more than 24 hours long. She traveled with her husband, two kids, and other relatives. But before the bus ride to Chicago, she says they had a long and dangerous two-month journey from their home country. She describes being robbed and kidnapped. Now, she says the only worry she has now is a cold, but she is happy to be in a great city like Chicago and will be staying with a relative who lives here.
Wait. Let me back up for a minute. Hold on 1 second. Let me just put this in perspective. You got relatives that live in Chicago. They told you to come on here. You got kidnapped and everything, but somehow you and your whole family managed to escape. Leave me alone. We want to get to Chicago. And they let you go. Okay. Hold on. We got some of the best detectives here in the United States of the Americas. We got some of the greatest law enforcement officers, Navy SEALs, and so on and so forth. And you telling me that you made a two-month trek through the jungle. And the people in the cartel and all of the members, they got to you when they took you from your family and then they let you go and you reconnected with your family. And then you made it over here. You took a 24-hour bus ride as soon as you crossed the border to get over to Chicago and you got relatives waiting on you and you had a phone and then they welcomed you with open arms. Wow. I agree, Gone Postal. Her husband must have been Liam Neeson. Husband must have been Liam Neeson. Because good God almighty, I would love to see that in a movie, major movie motion picture. Amazing.
My family is really very grateful for everything they are doing for us migrants. It is very nice how they receive us, help us, and all those things. And most of the migrants have left, and those who are still here are waiting for a family member or friend to pick them up. Right now, more than 500 migrants are still waiting to be placed in shelters. That's meanwhile, the city has already received two buses full of migrants, and they're waiting for five more later.
Wait. So y'all still getting buses every day in Chicago? Even though they flew some people home on a first class trip? Every day, the buses are coming to Chicago and dropping people off to free money, healthcare, food. You can enroll your kids and everything, right? The whole nine yards. Y'all don't believe me. I know y'all think that this is just crazy because I've been reporting on this for so long. But let me give you some more insight. I know you don't believe me, but I'm going to show you.
Well, good morning to the both of you. The Committee on Migrants and Refugees here at City Hall is meeting as we speak right now. But before the meeting started, faith leaders from around the community and city leaders gathered the press to say that Chicago needs to continue to be a welcoming city.
The reality is that there is a...
Now listen, I warned y'all. Hold on, let me back up for a minute. Before we get into this young man's speech, I warned y'all. Well, Anton, what did you warn us about this time? Because you always warning us, stop listening to these blackety blacks that come on these platforms and then they continue to tell you how it is that you're not supposed to vote against ski masks. That, listen, I seen Mr. Glass in Philadelphia, but I'll be God D if I see the Predator tell me what it is that we supposed to be doing with our resources in Chicago. I'll be God D. If Predator is going to sit here and tell me how it is that I'm supposed to be moving with my resources over in Chicago. You telling me that this ain't the same thing? I know the Predator when I see it. That's not the same thing. I know the Predator when I see it. Hold on, I got a better one for you. Let me see if I can find a better one. Predator hair is not going to tell me what to do. Did y'all know that hair not properly cared for, which I'm not saying is his. Did y'all know that hair that's not properly cared for, including beard and hair that is on top of your head, hold diseases? It holds filth. It holds feces. That's a fact, though. It holds feces. So if they not cleaning, moisturizing, if they don't have that tea channel, 30% off your first order plus a free gift, you need to be questioning it. Now listen to this young man with the priest in the background. I didn't even know that they had black Catholic leaders in the background. And I don't even know what that is on the right-hand side with the turtleneck on. I don't want to offend nobody. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm going to be very, very careful with my words because I have no clue who, what, when, where, why, and how, and I feel as though I need to ask for pronouns so that I can address properly. That is the honest to God truth. I have no clue who that person is with the turtleneck on. I don't know yay. I don't know yay. I don't know. I don't know nothing no more. Chicago, y'all a mess. Chicago, y'all are a mess. Y'all are absolute, positively a mess out here in these streets. I have no clue what's going on. When y'all gonna wrangle y'all city and get some control over what's happening out here in these streets? Reading that super chat shortly. How do y'all know what it is? How do y'all know what that person is in the turtleneck? How do y'all know? Ann Johnson said it's a chick. I don't know that. So what, you just going to assume? I'm not assuming no more. I'm not assuming. I'm not assuming. I have no clue. Let's see what he got to say.
The reality is that there is enough for everyone in Chicago. There is enough Chicago for everyone.
Now is not the time to be stingy, but now is the time to work together. There's enough to go around to build youth centers in Chicago. That's coming. There's enough to go around to build better schools in Chicago. That's coming. There's enough to go around to open up mental clinics in Chicago. That's coming.
Okay, so the aldermen here, even though they have a budget deficit and Chicago has been running at a budget deficit since before Lori Lightfoot has been in office, the alderman here is telling us that there's more than enough to go around even though your schools are failing. There is no police presence in the majority of your neighborhoods. There's cops everywhere quitting the force. You have over 30% vacancy rate on the Miracle Mile, the most marketable thing that you have in Chicago. All of the businesses around the bean are saying that we don't even want to be a part of your team anymore. The God Dog, what's the Cheesecake Factory equivalent? What's the one that's the other Cheesecake Factory that's closing in Chicago? The Grand Lux. The Grand Lux is closing inside of Chicago. And you're sitting here telling us not to be stingy. You can't get a park open. You can't get the grass cut. You operating at a deficit. Money is flying out the window. And people are absolutely positively on the street every single day. And you have an alderman and the faith leaders sitting there with a priest behind you. And we have no clue what's on your right hand side or your left, my right, trying to convince us that there's more than enough to go around and we need to make sure that we're not being stingy with the people that are coming inside of your communities. So now you don't have to worry about the white man. You don't have to worry about J.B. Pritzker. You don't have to worry about Biden. You don't have to worry about Nutchin, because your alderman, let me get his name, I want to address him correctly, Will Hall, Alderman Will Hall. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure that I get some understanding and some act right. Alderman Will Hall, who is the very same person that I had on this show, and he was complaining about the crisis that he's seen at the UX. Hold on, wait. Listen, y'all, listen. I want you to pay attention, because I can see this in real time. And the way that my brain work is that sometimes I get like a little bit of like a limitless pill type of situation where I identify with something that somebody is saying. And then I start putting the face and the name together, because I'm not that good with names, but I'm really good with faces. I remember this guy, right? Let me get his speech one more time. So then I'm going to go back and visit something that he said.
But now is the time to work together. There's enough to go around to build youth centers in Chicago. That's coming. There's enough to go around to build better schools in Chicago. That's coming. There's enough to go around to open up mental clinics in Chicago. That's coming. Nobody will be left behind.
Okay, so let me revisit this. So this guy's name is Will Hall. All right, cool. Give me a second. I just want to make sure that we all on the same page here. I love doing the show live because I get to pivot. I get to make some adjustments. I get to see if I could pull up some extra content from y'all. And then we get to revisit a conversation.
Welcome now, our friend Alderman William Hall, 6th Ward. Alderman Hall, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Just down there with a contingent of other local policymakers. You went to the border. You saw what was down there. Key takeaways?
Yeah, key takeaways. Number one, we need common sense border policy, ASAP. Secondly, we need an aid package here in Chicago, because we are dealing with the effects of a lapse border policy.
So you need an aid package, but it's more than enough to go. Okay, so I'm just curious. Listen, these are your local politicians that are talking to you. In real time, I remember this guy. This is not even a video that I looked at, because he was sitting there whining and complaining. He was like, oh my God, it's so messed up. We don't have enough money. Everything is going. Because he went in place of Brandon Johnson down there to the southern border to sit there and look at it. And he was sitting there complaining. And I remember this was over a month ago. And I remember him coming up, because I was like, yo, why didn't Brandon Johnson go to the border and sit there and had a conversation? But he was the one, and he was talking about how messed up it is and how we need to make sure that we get these money from the federal government, and we don't know what we're going to do and all of this other type of stuff. But now he over here talking about how everything, we got more than enough for everybody, and everything is going to be taken care of, even though we got a budget shortfall. But then he was just over a month ago down there at the border sitting there talking about how messed up everything is. Come on, man. You can't make this up. You can't make this up. That was just a month ago. That was a month ago that he was just over there talking and whining and complaining about the monies that they needed because it wasn't enough and what he was seeing at the border and how he can now identify with what they was dealing with over in Texas and Arizona. Now he over there with his faith leaders talking about what it is that you should do because we got more than enough and we don't need to be stingy and we need to accept all of these people in our lives. Now that was just yesterday. A month ago, you was just over there capping. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all gonna keep listening to these people that's inside of y'all state and that's determining what's happening with y'all budget and y'all law, y'all legislation in y'all city? This was just a month ago.
For the mistakes that Congress is making right now. And so what I saw was El Paso, San Antonio, they have the support of the federal government to intake those who are crossing the border seeking asylum. Asylum seekers have a right to this country. And so as they come across the border and they're looking for a better hope and chance, they're choosing Chicago, New York, and other places. And so those cities have the support of the federal government to handle the influx, sometimes upwards of 6,000 to 7,000 a day.
Yeah, Texas really did play this game pretty unbelievable. Yeah. If you're talking about a chess match, they wanted to bring attention to a border crisis. They have brought attention, throwing cities like Chicago into chaos.
I'm about to find that video.
Volunteers organization too, who say there's no coordination here. We don't know who needs blankets, who needs feeding, what police station needs what. I mean, what? And you say this is consuming a lot of your time. What do we need to do here?
We need a common sense border policy. I want to thank Congressman Jonathan Jackson for beginning to launch an investigation into this, because what happens is once you cross the border and you're seeking asylum, you immediately go to a base camp, a security camp ran by Border Patrol, Homeland Security. Once you clear security, now while in there, everything is taken away from you, except for the bare minimum, your phone, a few money.
I'm going to find that video. Yo, Will, I got you, big dog. I got you, big dog. I'm going to find that video. Meanwhile, Will Hall is over here. He got something to say to the people.
Now was not the time to be stingy, but now is the time to work together. There's enough to go around to build youth centers in Chicago. That's coming. There's enough to go around to build better schools in Chicago. That's coming. There's enough to go around to open up mental clinics in Chicago. That's coming. Nobody will be left behind.
I can't stand these politicians. I can't, not all of them, because I don't throw everybody inside of a bucket, but Chicago, y'all the worst. Y'all the worst, and now y'all have passed a bill that protects migrant rights over in Chicago. That's what y'all doing too? After y'all wasted a bunch of money over there building up this tent that y'all got to tear down? And the waste is crazy over there, and y'all can't even get a school park taken care of. I had y'all other aldermen on the show, and she told me how bad it was over there as far as its difficulty in order to get funding to do the things that's actually meaningful for the people that still live there. And now y'all over here.
Even before the Brighton Park site at 38th and California was shut down by the state, the city had increasingly been looking to faith-based organizations and churches to help house the migrants. The base camp, now being torn down, could have housed up to 2,000 migrants. We have learned the contractors may have to foot the bill for the construction instead of the state. We've also learned, since the site was deemed unsuitable, the city won't have to pay the $91,000 a month to lease the land. Three critics of the mayor called for some of his top aides to resign over the Brighton Park base camp. The mayor's office dismissed those calls as not serious. The city has been working for months to get migrants out of police stations and O'Hare. There are roughly about 600 still waiting to be placed in a shelter. There were also more calls today for the federal government to pass some comprehensive immigration reform. And the committee meeting today is looking to pass a resolution calling on President Biden to extend protections for more migrants and give them a path to citizenship. Now, just in the last few minutes.
That is what your legislators are doing. They are meeting and they're working feverishly to extend protections and then give citizenship to people who don't even know how to speak a lick of English. He just explained it to you that they were meeting right now in order to try and advocate. They're not advocating for you. They're not advocating for me. They're not advocating for lower. They're not doing none of that. They're advocating for people who are flooding into their state for a pathway into citizenship so that they can then vote, work, play, and then do whatever it is that you can do and also get everything that you are entitled to as a United States citizen. That's the play, Marcella. This is what your Chicago legislators are doing. As reported by WGN in Chicago.
Minutes, that resolution did pass through the committee. And
it came out of his mouth. The resolution did pass through the committee.
Now, just in the last few minutes, that resolution did pass through the committee. And also being discussed today is kind of a history of Chicago's welcoming city ordinance, which, of course, made Chicago a sanctuary city.
It passed, and they have a... Jesus Christ. What more do y'all want from me? What more do y'all want from me? All we doing is piecing together the information and putting it together. And then the Trust Act, in addition to that, generally prohibits local law enforcement in Illinois from participating in the immigration enforcement. The Voices Act provides procedural protections for immigrants victimized by violent crime. And then there's also being created a pathway into citizenship. If it's a lie, then they told it. Because it's more than enough to go around for everybody, according to Alderman Will. I'm not going to be affected, baby. You are.